FM 90.3 WJTL, Francesca Battistelli bringing the bringing her tour to WJTL. It's coming up in the near future. You can always go to the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com to find out all the info. She's actually going to be at Lancaster Bible College October 27th, the breakup tour with Stars Go Dim. Good morning to you. It's 7:02.
And be sure to look for the WJTL parade crew in the 85th annual Effort of Parade. That's tomorrow night. The parade steps off at 7.
You tried to put parade and crew together.
I totally tried to put lots of words together.
Peru crade.
Make it quicker. It's the 100th annual Effort of Fair. It runs today through Saturday. On Friday night, our very own Lisa Landis will be competing in the celebrity. I'd love to see the smoking contest.
I'd love to see that myself.
That's at 6:30 in the Tent City in Thomas Grader Community Park. You can get all the details on all the fair and good stuff at effortoffair.org.
This morning, our friends from Lancaster Bible College hanging out with us. They sound like a comedy team, but they're not. Kim and Kate. You guys... doesn't it sound a little bit like
we are.
Kim
yeah.
and Kate?
Yeah.
Kim Metzler and Kate Leonard are here from the admissions counselor. And Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning, friend.
Always great to have you here. Thanks for the t-shirts that you brought us and stuff.
Of course. Very nice.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Obviously, my kids. I have four kids, and now I have three little grandbabies.
I heard that you had twin grandbabies.
Yes,
How exciting is that? Very fun.
Yep. Yeah. So, and of course, our team back at the admissions office. That's important too. They'd be a little bitter if we didn't give them a shout
out. Yes, they would. I feel like everybody knows what Lancaster Bible College is, but you guys have been around forever, and you're doing so many cool new things. Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, so we have been around forever. We've changed a lot through the years, and we've grown a lot through the years. One of the things that we've done this year is we've added two new majors. Last year it was criminal justice. This year we are adding special ed and ESL.
English. That's great. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that being a real advantage to those who want to be teachers.
Absolutely. It's going to be coupled with the education program. So it's kind of a dual certification.
And I saw, was it last week you got this rights choice thing number one in America or something? What exactly is that?
So the Wall Street Journal did a poll, and Lancaster Bible College and Stanford University tied for first place for the right choice. So our students, if they had to pick again, if they had to decide again where they were going to go to college, they'd again pick Lancaster Bible College.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's real exciting.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And you've been a student at LBC.
Oh, yeah. And not that far long
not
ago.
That far yeah. Pretty great. And Kate Leonard is with us this morning. She's an admissions counselor, too. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, you were a student, and now you work at LBC. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I went to school, LBC 2012, graduated 2016, and was gone for about, 2 years. And my husband and I felt the Lord calling us back to Pennsylvania, and specifically Lancaster. And I was like, I want to work at LBC.
How great is that? The experience was so amazing.
I wanted to give back to LBC in any way that I could.
Yeah.
And when there was the position open in admissions, I just was like, I think I need to interview for it. And the Lord just opened doors. And so to be back kind of on the other side and to be part of students' stories, helping them get in the door, remembering my time as a student, it's been amazing.
That's awesome. Now, we're going to talk about your open house coming up, but you have a lot of new things happening on the campus. A lot of cool stuff. Anything you want to share with us or tell about?
So we have a turf field now, which is really, it's a beautiful field.
Yeah.
As I pull into campus every morning, I see it. And so our athletes are really excited about it, but also our students as well, because they're going to be able to do a lot of activities on our turf field. So it's great. We are so excited to have a turf field.
So when you were a student, the Fry building wasn't there yet.
It was being built, and I only had it for a semester, so I was very bitter. And they have a creamery. I was like, now they get the creamery?
Well, it's funny you say that because, I was over there about 2 weeks ago with Christy and did the intro to radio with her class, and it's funny when you tell anyone who's been a graduate of LBC that you were there and at the radio station. I'm like, they didn't have that radio station when I was there. I wanted to be in that, So it's funny that you say that. And the creamery.
And the creamery. That's what I
asked. Yeah. And the business, the business thing with all the stuff going on.
It's so amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful new building. And, like the field, what a great resource for your students. So coming up, we're going to talk to Kim and Kate. If we can get them not to do their comedy routine, we'll get them to talk about the open house on the way.
And we'll